352 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And as we do every morning, we celebrate on Ron Siegel Radio. There's always something to celebrate in this great land of ours. But we're going to do several of them. Today we're dealing National Anisette Day. A little enjoyment there. Tomorrow we've got Fried Clam Day, Eat Your Beans Day, Chocolate Wafer Day. And obviously, as we celebrate the 4th of July weekend, Independence Day, obviously. Barbecue spare ribs, Caesar salad. It's a great time to be eating, and we finish it off the weekend with National Apple Turnover Day, Graham Cracker Day, and Bikini Day?
It is what it is.
I guess I probably can't say that in this day and age of everything being politically correct, but I know we're getting new people listening to us for the very first time on our new affiliate, AM 1490 KMET, ABC affiliate. Here in Southern California, we welcome all of our new listeners. And the reason I bring that up, obviously, we're excited about the new affiliation, but there may be some of the folks that realize or are going to realize that we're probably not the most politically correct station or politically correct program in the world. I've shared this with many, many people. I have the option of being politically correct or honest. For me, it's a no-brainer. I will just be honest with you every single time. We'd rather go honesty than go with some of the others that we know come about.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, we don't go that way on Ron Siegel Radio. We're basically here to give you what we believe to be true, everything that I share with you. Are sourced items, or I will tell you, it's my opinion, right? Because there are opinions out there. There are people out there that share it and want you to believe that that's the news. I was listening to the president, and you know, you talk about the jobs number that came out, and the president's going over giving a report on the jobs number, on the economy, and the lame street media comes out and all they want to talk about is other things that are more gotcha stuff. Well, why not talk about the issue at hand? They don't ever want to talk about the issue at hand because they are totally biased against the president. They don't want to hear anything that's going well in our country. The idea is let's emphasize the negative. And I don't know about you. I am extremely tired of all of the negative that's going on in our country right now. I have a hard time watching the news. Number one, you know what they're going to say. Half the time, it's wrong. I watched the news broadcast, a local Southern California newscast yesterday morning, and they were talking about the St. Louis man and his wife who brought out a gun He had a rifle. She had a handgun. Because protesters broke down his gate and came onto his property in St. Louis. And I was listening to the broadcast, and he said, St. Louis man pulls a gun on protesters peacefully walking by on the street. Well, I don't know about you, but if somebody breaks down the gate to my home and starts coming on my property, massive amounts of people, black, white, yellow, green, I don't care what color they are, they could be Martians. I'm going to have a little apprehension, and I might have a little Smith & Wesson protection for us there. Minneapolis, they want to get rid of their police department, yet the city council people, they don't need police. They have $4,500 a day they're spending on protection for some of the city council people. Think about that one. So the average folk in Minneapolis, they get nothing. City council gets $4,500 a day of private protection. Unbelievable. It just baffles me.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah, where do they go with these things? It's just craziness. But let's continue on. Dow Jones Industrial Average now up 215 points. It was higher this morning. The S&P 500 up 26.75. The NASDAQ up 103. It was up about 180, I believe, earlier. Oil up $40, up 46 cents. At $40.28. Do we want to look at what gas prices are doing? Now, I know that I am in Calizuela. I broadcast in Calizuela. I live in Calizuela. I enjoy life in Calizuela. But when we look at gas prices in Calizuela, I don't know. National average right now, gallon of gasoline, $2.17.9. 217.9. If you go to Mississippi, they're cheaper. They're at $182.4. Hawaii, $322.9. And right here in the beautiful state of Calizuela, $3.07. 307.2 to be precise. Highest price on the mainland. Highest price of all gasoline on the mainland by a lot right here in Calizuela. Hard to believe. It just baffles my mind. Yes, and I know that I'm a simple man, but we have to tax everything, right? I mean, it's just amazing how much we can find ways to tax and to have our government, our state people tell us they still don't have enough money. But hey, you know something? We've got a new train going from Victorville to Las Vegas, right down the middle of Highway 15 out there. So if you travel that route, expect delays. Oh, unbelievable. It's just enough to get you.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Let's take a look at the bond markets. U.S. 10-year Treasury, 0.668 right now, down one tick. Germany, they're still getting negative interest rates. Italy is at 1.2. Spain, 0.45. U.K., 0.188. And Japan, a measly 0.036. So our 0.668, not quite as bad as everybody else. Freddie Mac came out with mortgage rates today. $3.07 is the national average. That is the Freddie Mac survey. You have to pay 0.8 of a point to get it. So you're basically buying down the rate. Now I hear people all the time say, well, there's no way that I'm going to pay points to get a loan. And that basically just tells me that no one's ever educated the individual, because there are some times when paying points are the bright thing to do, right? I mean, if you don't think, if you've got a long-term horizon, you're going to be in that property for 10, 20, 30 years, maybe more, if it is your forever home, and you're in an environment right now where the 30-year rate, again, Freddie Mac number 3.076, I'm sorry, 3.07, wouldn't you be willing to pay a little bit to get that? Now, you might be able to pay that 0.8 of a point. If you call our team, you might even be able to get something a little lower than that, because, again, that is a average number. But think about the options. Everything is individual to people. So don't say never. Don't put things out of your head. Don't say that it doesn't make sense, because sometimes those things that don't make sense, it's an issue that maybe it just doesn't make sense to you. Maybe nobody's taken the time to educate you on why that might be in your best interest. The total cost analysis is a report that our team puts out for every individual, every family, so you can actually see exactly what's going on. Speaking about what's going on, the feds arrested the ringleader. You've got another famous individual in our country. So the ringleader that wanted to destroy the Andrew Jackson statue by the White House, law enforcement sources are telling us that Jason Charter was arrested at his residence Thursday morning without incident and charged with destruction of federal property. Sources add that Charter has connections to Antifa and was in a leadership role on the night of June 22nd when a large group of protesters tried to pull down the statue. They were very well organized, a federal law enforcement official said. Charter was on top of the statue and directing people. They had acid, chisels, straps, and a human chain preventing police from getting to the statue. Statue expected to make an appearance, likely virtual, in U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. Protesters say the Andrew Jackson statue is offensive because he was a slave owner and because of his treatment of Native Americans. Well, you know something? If you find it offensive, there is a process in this country to go through and figure out, are you going to get rid of it or not? I'm just going to throw that out there. We don't go and just have a mob mentality. That's not the way we do things here. Just throw that out there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we've got a very special guest. I see him walking up, so we're going to chat with Blake Vartanian, Realty Pro 100. We will also chat a little bit today. We've got a great broadcast. Is the health crisis driving buyers out of urban areas? Is the now the right time to refinance? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission. Lending partners will give a credit at closing. The title company has special published rates. And many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need to make the phone call, 800-306-1990. I'm going to give you the basics right now. But as we like to do in radio, you may have to stick around to get the why. Because right now, I'll just tell you that the markets are doing well. They were higher earlier today. But we're looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 214 points, 224 now. It was up about 400 at the open this morning. The NASDAQ is up 109, S&P 500 up 28. U.S. 10-year Treasury, it's down one basis point, 0.669. Mortgage-backed securities, they're up just a hair, which means interest rates are down just a hair. And as I tell you every day, and those of you that are new with us on AM 1490 KMET, you'll know that, you don't know that I say this every day, but you'll get to know that. All of those numbers are available on that super secret website, google.com. But if you want to know why those numbers are where they are, you have to tune in here every day right at this time, and we'll tell you why they're there. But today, I am going to tell you why they're there in the next segment, because we have a very special guest who's able to snag Blake Vartanian as he walked right by the studio here and came in here, sat down to give us a little bit of his expertise. Now, Blake's probably been in the industry probably somewhere since about the Civil War time, give or take a little bit.
I've been accused of showing Abraham Lincoln his first house.
Okay. Blake Vartanian, Realty Pro 100, is with us. So we're honored to have him in with us to chat a bit about our real estate market. This is interesting times. I asked Blake the same question. We asked Linda Eisenman this yesterday, and Linda's been a broker, I think she's at 45 years now. And
someone I highly respect.
Right. And Linda, tremendous individual. Mm-hmm. So I said to Linda that Linda and I have talked about this, Blake, many, many times on radio, that the difference between every real estate transaction has some sort of speed bumps in it.
Yes.
The experienced agent, I used to use the term seasoned agent,
yes,
knows how to navigate those speed bumps.
I believe so.
Now, the thing that's a little different is that we've seen good times, we've seen bad times, we've seen forbearances, foreclosures, short sales, booms, put a sign in and it's sold. I don't know about you, I've never seen a pandemic or a great recession or a depression.
No.
Right?
Until now.
Right? And Linda said the same thing. This is new to all of us, but you know, it's experience that helps us navigate these roads. But just as you walked in, we were talking that there's reports out, and as we get the economic numbers, the jobs numbers, the CARES Act numbers, things that are all going on, and we hear, yesterday, obviously, Southern California, the governor kind of regressed things, shutting things down. There's a lot of people that are having problems with their mortgages still.
Absolutely, into the millions who
right.
have asked for forbearances. And when those forbearances are over, the question is now what?
That's a big issue, right? Because right now, I think yesterday Linda said, and I don't watch these numbers, you may know them better, they probably know better than me, but there's pretty much as many new houses coming on the market as are selling.
Yes.
Basics, flat number
balance in that regard, yes.
But if these people that are in forbearance can't come up with a program to start making payments once the forbearances expire, what happens then?
So the overhang is as high as 5 million people have been granted forbearances because all you have to do is ask. If we remember in the last cycle, you had to qualify for some type of mortgage loan modification or an adjustment. Now all you have to do is ask and you get a temporary stay. So when we look at cycles, in February and March, we saw the downward flexibility and movement of society. And it was huge disruptions in the stock market.
Sure.
And so we had a client who wanted to list their house in July or August. And I said, why don't we move the timetable forward and do it before the shutdown if it's coming? Because the news is getting more and more negative. So we have to ask ourselves, if we want to sell our house in July, August, September, October, November, what are the experts telling us? That the coronavirus is going to be greater in its presence. Society is probably going to be more restricted. We know we have interest rates that are at or near all-time lows almost every day. That's very consistent.
Right. That came out this morning. We talked about a little bit in the first segment. 3.07 is the Freddie Mac number this morning.
That's unbelievable.
Right?
So 40 years ago when I was preparing for my real estate profession, everybody was asking me, why are you going into real estate when interest rates are 18, 19, 20%?
Right.
There were no adjustable mortgages at the beginning of that time. And I thought, I don't know any different. I don't know any better. So I just want to help people. And I think that there are generational things. My family happened to be a third generation practitioner. But Ron, you've seen all kinds of, market cycles. And the professionals know how to navigate and to walk alongside the client to make sure that the client is professionally represented and that we're still there after the sale.
Right.
That we're there to go the journey of a lifetime, not just a moment in time.
That's what I love chatting with you about, Blake. And, we haven't known each other a huge amount of time, but we share a lot of the same values, right? The idea that we're not looking for the transaction. Yes, you need to support your family, your business. I do the same thing. But it's more important to both of us to be serving the communities that we're in.
Right.
Right? To be there to guide people in the long run.
So to go back to that story quickly, we sat down with the client, evaluated their price point based on all the comps at the start of the year was around 620. The market was pushing upwards to 640 into 645, 649, and Zillow actually had their property price on the valuation at 649. Now, we knew that was kind of on the high end, but we said if we can put together the right marketing plan, that right as what we've seen during the economic disruptions in the stock market is in the first wave, there's a massive surge to real estate. And the reason there's a massive surge to real estate is the individual is cashing out and saying, I'm going to put my money somewhere, and this might be my only opportunity to buy real estate. It doesn't last forever. So when sellers think, I'm going to, the disruption of the economic cycle, if you go back and read in history, the disruption in the stock market typically shows up in the real estate industry about 9 to 12 months later. This year is different because the federal government put together three stimulus packages, put trillions of dollars into the economy, including backstopping the banks on that one weekend in March when all the CEOs of major corporations ran their credit lines. If you listen to Neil Kashkari talk about this, the reason there was an emergency Fed meeting on Sunday, which kind of didn't really get much news, they had to pump $6 trillion into the economy to backstop the banks on Monday morning, and because the bank, the CEOs ran their cash credit, their available cash credit lines up, so the banks couldn't close the credit lines.
Makes sense.
So the CEOs knew they couldn't, so they had the banks basically at their mercy, and the banks didn't have the money to fund all of it. So they averted a major crisis very quietly. by funding $6 trillion. So when they talk about $3 trillion that they put into the economy, they're not counting that $6 trillion they backstop the banks.
Sure.
And then that's all evidentiary. I'm not making this up. You can go and look. And
yeah, go look it up. It's on Google. You can find it on Google. You can find it on the Federal Reserve's website. They have to be transparent.
And they've been very transparent. Right. And Powell and Kashkari have talked about it. Remember, Kashkari was one of the guys who was very involved in working through the last recession, the Great Recession,
sure,
in 2008, 2009. So they learned a lot from that. So they're being very proactive.
And I think he's the Fed Reserve president in Minneapolis, yes, I believe.
I think so.
Right. So he's a well-respected individual in the industry. There's only, I think, 20 Fed Reserve presidents. 12 of them are voting. And Kashkari is one of those guys. So it's a big, big issue. I heard just in this week's release of the Fed minutes that they've been talking, and we've been watching it as we watch the bond market every day, that the Federal Reserve has said they're going to be buying enough mortgage-backed securities and treasuries to keep a stable interest rate environment.
Which is really important.
Right.
And so that in that particular sale, there were the house got listed on the Friday of the shutdown weekend, as the economy was completely shut down by the 17th, 18th. That property came on the market, had 14 offers, was sold in its current state. So there was not a lot of weeks in preparation, because we wanted to prove that people will buy houses in any condition if they have transparency and can see everything that's there. So we had, there were two rooms that were stacked floor to ceiling with 41 years worth of living, a garage, two-car garage that was stuffed to the rafters, and the house still brought 14 offers, and they didn't spend tens of thousands or weeks, staging it, getting it ready. So while I understand the desire to have beautiful pictures on the internet, it is more important to actually get the property sold at the highest price when possible. And that house sold for $700,000 on an ask price of $649,000 without a counteroffer. So I think that's really important to understand, is that the seller wasn't looking to bid the price up. That's where the buyers came in at, and that's where they wanted it. So when you...
Without a
counteroffer.
So somebody came in and said, I have a vision of this property.
There were actually two people at $700,000.
Wow. So two people came in and said, I've got a vision of this property. I know the value. I'm willing to pay it today to make sure that I get what I want.
Absolutely. So there were 13 people who didn't get it.
Right.
Who are still looking. So we oftentimes think that demand will always be there. Some of us have worked in the real estate markets where you went a year without an offer on an offering, and you were chasing the market down.
Explain what that means, chasing the market down.
Well, because the person who owns their house free and clear or has a lot of equity is not obligated to worry about the price point of what this next of their neighbor's houses, right?
Sure.
So if they bought their house for $40,000, let's say 40 years ago, and they have an $800,000 house today, and they say, well, you know what? I'll take my chips off the table at $700,000. I just need to get to Texas or wherever I'm going.
Right.
I'm still going to I'll cash out my equity that I own free and clear, and the neighbors can deal with whatever they want to deal with. Now, some people say, well, that's putting fear into the marketplace. No, it's putting reality into the marketplace, because no one has to pay the last highest price to come into the neighborhood. They have to pay the price that matches what the seller's willing to sell
it
for.
So chasing it down means that $800,000 property, they may have listed it to 790,
right?
Didn't get it, so they went to 770,
right?
And didn't get it, so they went to 740,
right?
And kept on going until they got to that 700 number,
right? Because every time they moved their price down, someone else actually sold at a lower price, because none of us ever knows what's going on in someone else's living room or dining room or kitchen table on their real estate dreams and desires and the decisions that they're making until it becomes public information, which is always 30, 60, 90 days after the deal was cut.
So now let me ask you this, because we got to go to break, and I know that you've got to get running as well. What would have happened on that same property if on day one, that 800 that we talked about that was moved down to 7, what would have happened if they listed that at 7 from day one?
They would have sold it on multiple offers, and they probably would have driven the price up. So I love to give the example of a Yorba Linda property that in 2006, I sat there and suggested to the client on behalf of agents that worked in our company at the time, I said, let's get your 1.195 million. Let's take those chips off the table. The seller said, no, we want 1.295 million because we believe our house is so special. We went through all the reasons why, you know, why that could be the case, but we couldn't substantiate that valuation, but we agreed to go ahead and attempt it anyways. After 2.5 years of doing it their way, their house was eventually lost in foreclosure after 4 real estate companies represented their interests, and they ended up losing all of their equity because the market shifted from 2006 to 2009, and they lost everything. So we can only deal with what we know in right now, and the key is long-term. You will never be able to go back to 1999 and buy that $300,000 house for $300,000. Today it'll cost about $900,000. So we can document and prove all of these, that real estate is a great long-term investment.
So that part of that brings to the same thing, and you're going to find out for our friends on KMET AM 1490 that I'm not a real estate honk, I'm a realist. And great counsel, when you're hiring great counsel, and I call that your realtor, your attorney, your CPA, your insurance person, partially I also say your lender, when you hire great counsel, it costs you nothing. Right, they get paid, but that 1.195 that Blake just spoke about that ended up in foreclosure going to zero for that family, had they listened to the counsel that they were getting, had they listened to experience. Now, I can tell you this with 100% certainty. Whatever it is that you do, you could be an air conditioner repairman, you could be a mechanic, you could be a machinist, you could be a plumber. I have no clue about any of those industries. I don't even know what end of a screwdriver to use, and I don't want to, right? But I do know how to hire somebody that is an experienced plumber. I do know how to hire somebody that's an air conditioning repair person. I take my car in for service. I don't, beyond gas, I don't even know where the thing is to open up the hood, right? I am a big, big proponent of professional guidance. And you just heard a story about a $1.2 million catastrophe, in my opinion, because somebody said, you know something, I know better. And generally, it's an entrepreneur, right? Entrepreneurs know the answer to everything. Just ask them, right? So I know better about real estate than the man who's sitting in front of me that's got 34 years at that time, 40 years, whatever it is, knows that's 40 years of experience. Think about that if you're thinking about buying a house or selling a house, because if you're thinking of selling, and there's potentially 5 million homes coming on the market, do just a quick Google search on supply and demand. You'll get a great education. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. Is the health crisis driving buyers out of urban areas? Is now the right time to refinance? A couple things to consider. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @ Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. The replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Thank you to Blake Martini for stopping by. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home?
If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. I'm sorry, by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest, SLT Home Digest, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. SLT Home Digest, text that 79564. So what is happening in the world of real estate right now? We had a great conversation. I hope you caught that with Blake Vartanian, Realty Pro 100. So we always, and Blake was just walking by, so he and I didn't plan any kind of a conversation for this morning. So it was just him and I having a little chat, friends, and I've shared this again for our friends that are new with us right here on AM 1490 KMET. We do this a lot. Our idea here is, our goal here, as I told you yesterday, no interviews, no interrogations. You're just eavesdropping on a couple of friends sitting around and chatting. That's our mission. That's what we like to do here. So the real-time real estate segment this morning, and we get you all these different stories to try and help educate. It's not all about just, we're not trying to sell anything, right? And I do a lot of business, and we have a lot of private clients that we assist. Never is it about us selling anything. I'm not a salesperson. I don't like selling. It is about educating. That's what we're looking to get you. So the question this morning that we want to pose, is the health crisis driving buyers out of urban areas? Pandemic has caused consumers to reexamine the components that make up the quote-unquote perfect home. Many families are no longer comfortable with the locations and layouts of their existing homes. The allure of city life, more congested, seems to be giving way to either suburban or rural life, less congested. The fascination with an open floor plan seems to be fading as people are finding a need for more privacy while working from home. Recently, news.com released a report that revealed how buyers' views of listings are leaning heavily to more suburban and rural properties. Here are the year-over-year percentage increases in views per property. Urban, 7%, suburban, 13%, rural, 16%. In the report, Javier Vivas, Director of Economic Research for Realtor.com, gives these numbers some context, and I quote, "This migration to the suburbs is not a new trend, but it has become more pronounced. After several months of shelter in place, the desire to have more space and the potential for more people to work remotely are likely two of the factors contributing to the popularity of the burbs," unquote. Realtor Magazine also just reported that the desire to move is strongest in our city markets. Nearly 30%, nearly 30% of respondents living in a high-density urban area say the pandemic is prompting them to want to move by the end of the year. This is more than double the rate of those living in rural parts of the country, where residents are much more likely to stay put rather than to relocate. New construction also seeing a surge in views since the pandemic has altered how consumers think about floor plans. Builders are anticipating how future homes will change. In a recent release by Zillow, it was explained that builders believe as people spend more time at home during the pandemic, buyers are realizing which features of their homes are working and not working. Home builders predict open concept floor plans will be a thing of the past as people now value more walls, doors, and overall privacy. New construction, which offers the chance to personalize home features, saw its listing page views grow by 73% over the last month. The virus is even impacting the luxury second home market. It appears that COVID-19 is impacting the luxury market too. In an article released last week titled "Luxury Buyers Return Market as Well," which could mean there is renewed interest from high-end buyers to find a second home that is within driving distance from their primary residence. Hale goes on to say, quote, "Much like the suburbs are gaining favor with home shoppers, second home markets are seeing increased interest from luxury buyers. Viewers of luxury properties accelerated 56% in the Hamptons, 28% in Palm Springs, 24% in Greenwich, compared with January trends," unquote. Bottom line, it appears that a percentage of people are preparing to leave many American cities. Some of these moves will be permanent, while others will be temporary, such as a getaway to a second home. In either case, many consumers are on the move. Real estate professionals are ready and willing to help in any way they can. That is the Real-Time Real Estate segment brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, the Your Credit Matters segment will be with us. We're going to talk about now being the right time to refinance, a couple of things to consider, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And again, if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership. What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Yes, they will help you get your credit repaired. They do that by correcting your credit report. Everybody's credit report is wrong. I've never seen one that's completely accurate to date. Only been doing it for 20 years, so we're still waiting to see if we can get that one that is completely accurate. Is now the right time to refinance? A couple things to consider. Two of the critical things to consider when making that decision are, what are your FICO scores, and will they help you qualify for the great rates currently being offered? Sure, the rates might be low right now, but if your credit scores are also low, you won't be able to enjoy those rates. Number two, know the actual rate you'll be getting. The prime rate is the rate you'll see advertised. This is based on federal funds rate, which is the interest rate banks charge other banks. The mortgage rate is the interest rate a lender charges a home buyer. That's the rate you'll pay when refinancing. Be sure to know your mortgage rate before making any final decisions. Costs of refinancing is not free. No matter what you hear on some of these commercials, there are costs involved. The title company, the escrow company, the appraisers, none of them are working for free. So if you're hearing anybody say that it doesn't cost you anything, they are misleading you, because the costs are built in somewhere. They're just hiding them from you. If you decide to refinance, you probably based much of that decision on the savings you'll enjoy over the course of the loan. Remember, the savings you calculated are most likely gross, not net. There's more math in the equation than meets the eye. For example, consider the number of months you have remaining on your existing mortgage versus the number of months you'll be paying off your refinanced mortgage. Even if you get a lower mortgage rate, extending the length of time to pay, it could cancel out the savings. That's why I recommend take the savings and continue making the same payment if you can afford it. And that way it buys down the principal on a quicker basis. A loan origination fee is typically charged by lenders to analyze, prepare, and properly submit your loan. fee is between 0.5% to 2% of your loan amount, and that eats into the money you're expecting to save on your refinanced loan. Again, I highly recommend that the origination fees, unless it's buying down the interest rate. In many instances, you can get your lender to build that into the rate so that you might pay an extra $10 or $20 a month, but you're not getting that big hit to your principal right at the beginning. Initial fees might include closing costs. That'd be creditor fees, appraisal fees. About 80% of the loans right now on conforming loans are getting an appraisal waiver. They call it a property inspection waiver. Points, insurance, taxes, escrow, title fees. Those all could bite into your savings. We got a refinancing calculator. You can get that ronismylender.com, ronismylender.com. Once you add up the cost, take into consideration another well-known rule of thumb. You should refinance when interest savings cover the loan costs in 2 years or less. Now, I just shared this with a group of professionals the other day, and we looked at it, and we're saving $230 a month on the payment. The loan costs were $2,300. The break even, though, was 9 months, because it's not a matter of how much you save on the payment every month. It's how much are you saving on the interest expense every month. So you look at what the difference is between the interest expense on the proposed loan and the interest expense on the existing loan. Divide that into the cost, and that's how you determine what your payoff is, not just your monthly savings, because part of that monthly savings is actually going to principal. So watch that out. Final equation. So you've done the research, determined whether or not to cash some equity out of your home, and now it's time to make the decision, refinance or not. You can use the simple formula that we've talked about to figure that out. Refinance costs divided by the monthly interest savings with the new payment equals the number of months before the break for the break-even point. And most sources will give you that number incorrectly. That's why I highly recommend, if you're in process with anybody right now doing a refinance, ask them to send you a total cost analysis. It's a tool that many loan professionals will use. Total cost analysis. That's going to give you the information that you really need. Cash out refinancing during the pandemic is just going to take a little bit of extra paperwork. Not a big issue. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Also wanted to share with you about how home ownership delivers unsurpassed family wealth. And I'm going to share something with you right now that is not being highly discussed, especially for our areas that have a home values under that $510,000 loan amount. The team has a boatload of opportunities for people right now. Up to 5%, up to $25,000 of down payment assistance money. What is down payment assistance money? It's a forgivable grant, just like the businesses are getting right now with their PPP programs. It's a forgivable grant that's available to give you up to $25,000. There are qualifications in there to help you purchase your own new home right now at amazing interest rates. In many, many instances, when we're looking at the down payment assistance, we're seeing that people are able to get a home, buy their own home for less money than they're paying for rent. Now, is it going to be the forever home? Maybe. Is it going to be your home? Is it going to be something that's going to appreciate for you, for your family? That's the idea. And one of the reasons that we share that concept with you is home ownership is part of the American dream. There are many financial benefits to home ownership, and probably none more important than its ability to create family wealth. And that's what we're showing you on the chart that's on our screen right now. If you're watching us, ronsiegelradio.tv. How Housing Matters is a joint project of the Urban Land Institute and MacArthur Foundation. It's an online resource for research and information on how home ownership contributes to individual and community success. Their article, The First Rung on the Ladder to Economic Opportunity is Housing, explains the importance of home ownership to a family's financial health. In that article, they simply stated, quote, "The ladder to economic success can stretch only so high without the asset building power of home ownership. To this point, National Association of Realtors Economist Outlook blog revealed in a recent post, housing wealth contributes positively to homeowners and children's economic condition because home equity can be tapped for expenditures such as investing in another property, which can generate rental income, home renovation, which further increases the home value, a child's college education, emergency, or major life events or expenses in retirement. Housing wealth or net worth or equity is built up over time via the home appreciation and principal payments that the homeowner will make on the loan. And the graph is showing what these numbers look like. Housing wealth equity gains as of 2018, the latest numbers that are available. Just last month, NAR's chief economist Lawrence Yun explained that even though some appreciation has slowed, homeowners are still building wealth. Just to give you a little bit of that information, again, we appreciate you joining us. And as always, we ask, set your first radio preset button to come back here every day at this time to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Sean, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.